Let's hear from our pensioner pundit. And that is, of course, my Auntie Joyce, who joins us right now from Parkstone in Poole. Good morning, Auntie Joyce.
Good morning, Darren.
How are you?
I think I'm all right because I'm just waking up.
You just wait. I know it's early morning, Auntie Joyce. It's early morning. Thank you so much for spending.
That's all right.
Oh, you're an absolute gem, Auntie Joyce. And it's Reading are up here in Leeds tomorrow. Reading are struggling a little bit at the moment, Auntie Joyce.
Yeah. Well, I'm hoping they're going to do all right. I think that. To me, it doesn't seem as if the football season has started properly yet, because they seem to have got stuck in a hole somewhere.
Yeah, it's a wonder what's happened, hasn't it? Because playoff final against Huddersfield at the end of last season, and really struggling now.
I know. I reckon you nobbled them somehow.
We nobbled them.
I'm not unhappy about it because I think Huddersfield's lovely anyway.
Yeah. No, that's right.
I try and keep my eye on them to see how they're doing, and I think they're doing okay.
You're quite right. They are doing not bad at all, really, in the first season of the Premier League. But what do Reading have to do then? I mean, what do they have to do to turn it around? Because I saw a predictor thing this week on Sky Sports saying that Reading were going to get relegated.
Oh, no, don't you say that wicked word. No. The thing is, we started badly simply because we got rained off, didn't we, the first game. They still owe us one game. I don't know how it works, really.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you, yeah.
Yeah, when the season started, the first game of all, we were playing away somewhere up the north, and this field was flooded or something, and so we never had that first game, and that seemed to sort of put the mockers on them or something, because we've never got started ever since then.
No, they haven't. At the moment, you're a 20th. You're 20th in the table at the moment. You have played a game less than a few others. There's a few others that have won 10 games as well. So it's not all doom and gloom just yet.
Pardon?
It's not all doom and gloom just yet, is it?
Oh, no, it's early days. But now we've just had another fortnight with all these continental games. And then you don't hear anything about Reading or Huddersfield, not for a fortnight.
Yeah, that's true.
Are you not a fan of the international break then, Auntie Joyce?
Pardon?
Are you not a fan of the international break when England play? Do you not like it? Would you rather be watching Reading and stuff?
No, I dislike it, really. Mm. I think it gives their teams a chance. I suppose they have a bit more free time. But I don't know whether they're practicing right, you know, and keeping themselves up to scratch.
Yeah, that's right.
Fair point.
When England play, everybody's talking at the moment, Auntie Joyce, that, you know, no one's really bothered about England playing anymore. And we've qualified for a World Cup, but we don't seem to be that excited about it.
No, I don't. It's too much of it.
Yeah.
We don't hear anything about the lower leagues of ours. But at the same time, they keep push all these foreign teams.
Well, don't worry, because if Reading do get relegated, they will play when the international breaks on anyway, so that'll be a bonus for them, won't it?
Your silence speaks volumes, Auntie Joyce, I think, with that one, definitely. What are you up to today, Auntie Joyce? Are you out with Auntie Cora? Is she gone?
Gone.
I think she's just off the line.
She was that offended by me talking about Reading getting relegated. She's just dropped the phone and walked off.